thank you for being a Bump 2 subscriber. Your support is greatly appreciated. You make this podcast possible. Thank you. The second half of my conversation with Nick Adkins, we talk about the importance of being seen. We explore the exponential ripple effect of good and kindness. And Nick talks about how he uses Burning Man's 10 principles as a daily life model. You know, you bring up two themes that have come out of Bump with some of my other guests. One, that life is not linear, and just say yes. And I think when you recognize that by saying yes, you may be going off on a different course. And when you recognize that life is not linear, it allows you to step into, one of my friends calls it the void. It's a creative place that isn't constrained by these ideas we have of the way things should be. And all of a sudden, possibilities open up.
Yeah. I mean, I start my TED talk with the word yes. Yes is where the fun is. Yes is where the adventure is. If you say no, the story ends. And so it is. And in the universe, it's so vast. I mean, instead of saying void, I say that we're living in those moments of bliss and gratitude and gratefulness and joy and love. That I call that the vortex, right? The vortex of the universe, the vastness of it, you know, how small we are, but how big we are in the universe. That we're all, you know, you look up at the stars at night in the sky, oh my goodness, and we get so caught up in whatever our daily problem is, whatever the crisis of the week is, that we just lose focus on the grandness of the expanse of the universe, of something that we're part of that's so majestic and beautiful and wonderful, and that goes on and on and on beyond this limited life that we may experience here on Earth. You know, I mean, it's whatever time that we have to experience our now, experience this thing we call life, it's just such a moment against the backdrop of the expanse of the universe. And it's why say no to so much stuff? I mean, and the answer is because we're conditioned with fear. We've grown up with it. The media is, you know, everything. It's just fear. You know, and it's two things are going to drive every bit of our lives, and it's love or fear. You're going to make a choice. They always coexist in every now, love or fear. And we have to choose which one that we want to focus on. And what we focus on is what we see. That doesn't make the fear go away. It doesn't make some very awful things that happen in our lives go away. But if we put the energy, focus, and all gifts of every now, you know, I'd like to just kind of share a story that my friend Halcyon shared. He did a TEDx talk, and I've heard him share this story many times throughout the years in real life. It goes like this. And again, credit to John Stinn on this story. In every moment of every now, we have one foot standing in a pile of dog crap. And we have an ice cream cone in this hand. It's crap or cone in every now. It's like, oh, look at this crap I'm standing in. Oh my goodness, it's awful. Here, smell my crap. My crap's worse than your crap. Oh goodness. Oh, look at this ice cream cone. Oh, wow. You know, there are people falling in love and having babies. There's flowers growing in my yard. I planted vegetables that I'm picking and cooking to eat tonight. You know, there's a room in my house that has a hole in the wall and water comes out of it and I get to get clean. There's so much cone in life, but there's so much crap too. And every now, all of us are standing in a pile of dog crap and holding an ice cream cone. We have to decide, what do we want to focus on, crap or cone? And I say cone. Let's focus on the cone.
I'm with you there. As Pink Sock says, the world is full of good when you believe it. And that is so true. What we focus on grows, and we have the choice to decide how we view the world.
Yes. 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 I know what's going to happen today when I go to the grocery store or to the post office. I know I'm going to see at least one person that we haven't seen each other yet in this time. And I'm grateful for that. And one of the things that I will say to this beautiful, wonderful person, hopefully more than one, that I see today, I'll say to them before we part ways is we cannot always control governments and politics, but what we can control is how we interact with each other one person at a time. And that's a fact.
Yeah, we can choose how we respond. And by being thoughtful with that response, we can change the course of things.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's not like we're all going to win the Pulitzer Prize. We're not all going to discover the cure for cancer. But what we can do is we can open the door for the person going in front of us at the post office. We can return that cart for that person at the grocery store. Just the small things are the big things. The cumulative effect of the small things are what changes the world. So you know, I tell people, please, you know, maybe social media is not good for you. Just get off of it. Don't look at it, because there's so much of it is just fear. I mean, stop watching TV. Stop watching the news. You know, follow what your heart knows to be true. Your heart knows that people are inherently good. See yourself in the other person. See your brother, your sister, your mom, your father, your son, your daughter. We're so much similar than different.
You know, I totally agree. I think that on an emotional basis, we all share the same emotions. And that's what really ties us together. And that's what really impacts us when we talk to each other, is that power of emotional connection. And you don't get it watching TV and seldom on social media. Although I will say that social media gets a sometimes deservedly bad rap, but it also comes down to how you use it. Do you just let kind people into your network? Do you respond kindly? And if you do that, it becomes, I think, a very different experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, we use the hashtag pink socks. So pink socks, always one word, always plural. We use that on Twitter and on Instagram. We use Pink Socks Life, hashtag Pink Socks Life on Instagram. But that hashtag Pink Socks on Twitter, what you find by searching that hashtag is a bunch of stories about people doing kind things. You see a lot of people who are happy and smiley, even behind their pink socks masks, who are spreading love and kindness around the world. And I get up every morning, I follow that hashtag, I see what's happened around the world while I've been sleeping, and I kind of follow it throughout the day to see all the nice stories that people share with their pink socks. And so I really, on Twitter, I avoid the news feed, or
I do too,
because it's just more of that conditioning of being told, you know, look at all this fear, you know, dude, this is what's going to drive you. You know, no, I don't. I'm not letting that drive me. I'm watching a lot of people do a lot of great things, and I'm also, you know, Pink Socks is a good opportunity to practice empathy at the end of one in real life, right? So not only do you have these in this moment of connection, you have this feeling of joy, but you also have this exercise in empathy. And You know, and we can't dismiss so many people. So many people are in pain. They're hurting. They've lost loved ones. This is all part of life. It's all part of this human experience. It always has been. It always will be. And so love is the answer here. It always has been, and it always will be. And so, you know, whether it's this generation, the next generation, the five generations before us, the 20 generations after us, the story really never changes.
No, the question is, do we ever learn?
Well, yeah, you know, I think I'm choosing to believe that this is a wonderful time to be alive in this now. I think we have front row seats to something wonderful happening through all of this pain and all of this uncertainty and all of the fear and all of the unknown of the virus, that there is something larger happening for the good, that we are learning to be kinder to each other, that we're learning a hard lesson for so many, that we're all in this together, that there is no us versus them. This is we. This virus is a global experience. This is not about politics. This is not about caste or race. This is all of us as humans. This thing is affecting all of us. And no matter what we believe on this, we have to find the common denominator of love and empathy and the experience of knowing that how we get through this is together. And we will. And we are.
Empathy is so important on so many levels and so largely lacking. I think a lot of people confuse sympathy and empathy. But empathy goes back to that idea of, I see you.
Yeah, you know, I don't have all the answers, Pat. And I'm grateful that I learn something new every day. I'm grateful for the lessons the universe opens up and that I see. And, you know, one of the things I've come to know about empathy and trying to help people who are hurting and friends and loved ones, and just, you know, so many times we want to fix it. We want to make it better. You know, we want to make it go away. Well, so many times our job isn't to fix it, isn't to make it go away, but it's to bear witness to it, to share space with the pain, to share space with the hurt and the fear, the sadness that our friends and others are going through, to just let the process unfold, let the path have its journey. You know, it's a practice, you know, because we all want to, you know, help people. So what can I do to help? Sometimes the realization that you can't do anything.
But you can show up, and that means a lot.
Yeah, just to bear witness, to share space with it and say, I see you. You know, I love you. I see the pain you're going through. I see the hurt. I see that. I see you. Yeah.
Has radical self-expression changed the way you see the world?
Oh, radical self-expression. I think I've always been pretty radically self-expressive. I think that, you know, if I had to pinpoint what most people would say, you know, that I'm radically self-expressive on is I don't wear pants. And I stopped wearing pants in June of 2012. So I wear kilts. I only wear a kilt. And how that happened was I had in April of 2012, I had moved from Nashville to Portland, Oregon. And a guy that owns a kilt company said, "Hey, have you ever worn a kilt?" I said, "No." And he goes, you want to try to wear one?" And of course I said, "Yes." "Yes, I want to try a kilt." So June of 2012, I wore my first kilt. I said yes to my first kilt. And that was the last time I wore pants. So I don't even have pants. I wear kilts all the time. So yeah, most people would say, well, that's probably, your most important act of radical self-expression is wearing that kilt. And, I guess I would agree. I don't really even notice that I'm wearing a kilt anymore. It's just this is how I dress.
Well, it goes back to saying yes. If you could leave people with a few words of wisdom or advice in terms of living a pink socks life, what would you say to them?
Love more. What's that? In the beginning, I was using John Stinn's "Love More, Fear Less" phrase that he uses in his book and his shirts and bumper stickers, and we just chop that down to love more, right? Just love more. Don't even focus on that fear. Just love more. Love more. Love more. And every now, just love.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life's path, because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. You can subscribe to our free podcast at www.bumpintheroad.us or become a premium member to hear the full conversation. Just go to www.bumpintheroad.us for more information and to sign up.